This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 77. Chaos plus madness equals awesome.
No, it doesn't. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another podcast, folks.
Wave.
That was kind of like unenthusiastic.
I know. I'm sorry.
That'll happen to you. Don't go all emo on me.
I must be emo. I don't jump around when I go to shows. I must be emo.
God,
no, there's actually
that.
A song.
I know, I love that song. I was like, oh my god, emo is life. Oh wait, no it's not.
No it's not. Anyway.
Anywho.
Yes, welcome, hello, slash wave.
Welcome in, bienvenue, come in, come on in. Alright, let's talk about our sponsor before we get too far into the show, because I always feel like I throw to them in a bad way, and I really want to be very positive this time, so... If you're in the market for a bomb-ass PC, either for gaming purposes or home computing purposes, or you just want a good, solid, rock-steady PC on the go, check out our sponsors, Velocity Micro, makers of custom machines, at velocitymicro.com. Panda, what's that address, just in case they forget it?
Wait, which one?
The one for their website. Come on, stick with me, kid.
VelocityMicro.com.
That's the one.
I thought you were making the plug for our Esh thing again.
No, I haven't got that far. If you listen with your ears and not your eyes, you'll stay on board and on the same page with me.
Okay.
But definitely check them out, folks. I actually have the pleasure of working on one of their machines, and it is one of the best machines as far as a PC machine that I have worked on in a long time.
She let me play with it.
No, I don't. I
she
really
knows
don't.
I put WoW on it, and then yeah. She'd never get back.
No, ever. So definitely check them out. It's highly recommended by the chicks. At least
recommended.
Look, I've been drinking a little bit of beer. I'm not gonna lie. I've been sick
not
all
be
week.
Drinking and podcasting.
Don't drink and podcast.
Yeah, haven't we not learned the lesson from me?
Wait. No, I can drink and podcast. The dig guys do it, and they don't fuck up all the time.
Yeah, but the dig guys are like...
Yoda. Are you going to say professional drinkers? Because I can drink Kevin.
Say they're Yoda.
No, I could drink Kevin under the table.
Okay.
I could. What? Probably not Alex, but I could definitely drink Kevin under the table. Okay. I've never puked on our podcast.
Well, you know, yeah, well... Good.
Kevin can't say that. But right, I'm digressing. I'm digressing.
Yeah.
Check out Velocity Micro if you're in need of a machine. It is really the only thing I'm going to recommend right now to run Vista Ultimate, which we all know is the only version of Vista you should even try to run. Anyway, we don't have a candy bitch this week, and no one has contacted me yet with the name of their rock band bands. I figure you're all just pretty much playing Rock Band and forgot. So I'm still putting it out there. Hit us up. Use the hit us up link on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is Panda.
ESH.mobi.
That's
ESH.mobi.
Okay. That will bounce you to our website, and there is a link in the navigation called Hit Us Up. Use that link, fill out the form, and let me know what your rock band's name is. Best band name is going to get a shirt designed in our Cafe Press store featuring your band name, and we're going to give you the first one of those shirts for free.
Woohoo!
That's all you got to do. Ricky...
Guys.
Yeah, seriously. Ricky, still has not contacted me to claim his copy, the legendary edition of Halo 3. So, Ricky, WTF, dude.
I know, because eventually, you know, we're gonna have to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, maybe. I'm gonna put up a little thing on the website, and if you don't find it, I'm gonna have to give it to somebody else. So
that would suck.
Cause you won. I mean, there was so little effort. There's all just one more little piece of effort. You just gotta let me know that you are you, so I can mail this shit out. Cause I don't need a copy of Halo. I already got a copy of Halo.
I mean,
although the bust of Master
to me,
Chief would be
I could
nice.
Give it to one of my friends who has an Xbox 360.
This is true. So, Ricky, if you don't get on it, I'm going to give it to her and she's going to give it away. And, dude, you're just going to be totally out of an Xbox 360 copy of Halo 3, the Legendary Edition with the bust
with
of Master
the bust
Chief.
Of Master Chief.
Yeah, I just like saying with the bust of Master Chief.
Master Chief's bust.
No, not Master Chief's bust. That's a different thing, and we're not giving that away. I think that's all the business that I have for right now.
Hey.
So I'm going to take the Mic of a Thousand Truths, which right now looks like a Deschutes Brewery Cascade Ale bottle of beer.
Oh, beer. Disgusting.
Oh, no, this is really good beer.
I have not tasted a beer that I have fallen in love with yet.
Have you had a Guinness Stout?
Yeah. Really? This wasn't bad, but I'm still not like, Have you ever seen those images that are online, like my fucking sandwiches, and the guy's like chucking a sandwich into his mouth, or this little African American kid who's coloring and his face is all excited. It's like, I fucking love coloring. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
You need to go see those because then you won't understand why. Oh, never mind. Since you haven't seen it, I can't go there.
Okay, but, good. Thank you. But no, you, this is a really good beer.
I love Guinness!
Dude, I do. I fucking love Guinness. That shit is delicious.
You know, during my segment, you should probably go look for the I fucking love coloring picture, because you'll find that one faster than the I fucking love sandwiches. So that you can know what I mean, because randomly I will probably say things like I fucking love and then insert whatever with a crazy face.
I'm going to wait since the internet's kind of been bitchy.
Okay.
And, until after
you
I'm
have
done.
To. Because eventually I'm going to start taking pictures of myself with Comic Life and make statements like those. Like I did one that says, I fucking love Awkwafina. And then and underneath it in parentheses says, just tap water. For those who don't know that they got busted for not being spring water. That's how much of a dork I am. But anyway.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to take the Mic of a Thousand Truths, which is a half-empty bottle of beer now, and pass it to you, Pandalicious. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to turn it into something that's not beer, since I don't drink it, but I'm going to turn it
There's nothing into, wrong with beer.
I'm going to turn it into a giant pair of scissors that have a pumpkin on it.
Are you sure you haven't been drinking?
Yep, I am completely, I'm soberly tober.
You're soberly toter.
No, I have not had a drink in a while because partying pandas are dangerous.
Partying pandas are dangerous.
Partying pandas are Tara Reid status, and we don't Woo! Need that.
Yeah, no, nobody, Harriet, nobody wants
am.
That.
Yeah,
that ends up on the interwebs.
Yeah, and I don't want any panda pictures to get leaked out on the internet. But these magical scissors that have a pumpkin on it are not the scissors that the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo lady from Cinderella used to make the pumpkin carriage. No, no, it is just a clue as to what I'm going to talk about, because we're going to put it in our ESH notebooks to deduce what the fuck it is I'm going to talk about.
What the fuck are you talking about? When did we get notebooks?
I am talking about pumpkin scissors, the anime, which was originally a manga. So yes, there was a method to that madness. It probably could have been
really?
A lot better.
No, I didn't see. All I saw was chaos and badness in it.
Oh no, chaos badness awesome.
No, chaos and madness is not awesome.
I love madness chaos. Chaos madness. Carpet Madness.
No,
Anyway,
not Carpet Madness. Now you're
Carpet
that's
Madness. It's
another
madness. It's
podcast.
carpets. Carpet Madness.
No,
But anyway,
no.
what about Mall Madness?
No. God, I hated that game.
The mall will close in 20
I
minutes.
hated that shit. I hated that game. And it seemed like
Anyway.
for like 2 years, that's I got both years in a row as a Christmas present. I was like, I fucking hate the mall.
Why? The mall's fucking awesome.
No, the mall fucking sucks. Because the mall is full of little mall rats that you just want to take a 4x4 and fucking smack them in the head.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up. When you grow up. I'm just kidding. Anyway, getting back on point.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
I've only seen the first episode of this because it was the last thing that I aired in the anime club. And actually, everybody can thank Magic Mystic for that one because she was pretty much begging me to air it. So I said, okay. So we aired it because of Magic. So thank you, Magic. I heart you. Anyway.
I heart magic. Beow. Beow.
But so I mean the basic genre of this is it's drama and it's military. So I know you guys are starting to think like Full Metal Panic or even a little bit of Scrap Princess because there's a lot of military and a lot of stupid irky drama. And I mean
Ah, don't you hate stupid irky drama?
I hate irky drama.
Don't you
But
like
anyway.
stupid like fun drama?
Yeah. But you don't find that too much. I
Nah,
mean
not too much.
And I mean the story for the most part, mind you, like I said, first episode, so I can only talk about the first episode of, maybe 24 minutes. But it's actually really, really good. It really caught my eye. I mean, the opening song was okay and it actually kind of fit. So I was like, all right, that works. And actually I even like the ending song a lot better. And that's really amazing because I usually don't like ending songs. And this ending song really caught me. But anyway, it kind of takes place in Western Europe. That's the whole war thing. And there's a ceasefire going on between the Royal Empire and the Republic of Frost. So yeah, they really didn't think too hard about names here.
Yeah, no,
So
not really.
at least when it comes to countries, they really weren't, trying to word play with us or anything. But 3 years later, after this ceasefire, there's still a lot of turmoil going on in the Empire. The Empire strikes back.
No, the Empire should never strike
And
back.
soldiers who are, who are suffering from a lot of, I don't know, flashbacks have now gone from being soldiers to bandits. So there's this section of the army that's still pretty much intact, and they're like war relief. And
Okay.
the Imperial Army State Section Number 3, if we want to be technical.
Okay.
And they're also kind of known as Pumpkin Scissors. So a lot of the
So is
people
that
who are
like a
in,
code name or something?
they act like on their armbands or on their ship, they actually have like a pumpkin and scissors.
A
So I
pumpkin
mean,
and scissors, but not
yeah.
like a pumpkin like handled scissors.
No, it's like a scissors and inside, because like the scissors are open, the pumpkin head sitting on it. And I don't even know if I can call it a pumpkin because it's got a face carved out. So technically,
So do you
the
want to,
series
yeah, we'll make
should
it a jack-o'-lantern.
have been Jack-o'-lantern scissors.
That's a mouthful.
That's why I think they went
Jack-o'-lantern
with pumpkin.
scissors.
Jack-o'-lantern scissors. Dun dun dun. But
Yeah,
anyway,
because
so that's what
pumpkin
they were
scissors is so
established.
scary to start with.
They were established to go around and help everyone who's still being plagued by the like remnants of war and yada yada yada.
Blah, blah, blah.
And the head of that is this woman named Alice Malvin. And the thing about her is, she's blonde and she's a noble, so her hands have never been dirty. She's
Why do
never
they
actually.
always have to be blonde and noble?
I don't
Have you
know.
noticed that? Like, if it's a positive character, they're always blonde if they come from a noble family.
I believe it or not, I was watching an AMV from the anime Gungrave. I don't know if you've seen that or
I
not,
haven't
or
seen
heard
the
about
anime. I
it.
played the game.
But in the anime, one of the main character guys actually, one of the bad mafia guys actually marries a prestigious, noble black woman. Granted, her father is kind of dabbling in some illegal stuff, but she's okay. And I was like, finally, they give us more of a face. But anyway,
Yeah, I just keep making black rockers in Rock Band. It makes me feel better.
But Alice is sadly blonde and white, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with being blonde and white.
No.
Why, some of my best friends happen to be blonde and white.
Yeah, mine too. But
Imagine
anyway.
that. I'm just kidding.
But Alice is a noble, and she's trying to fight for these rights. But she's never seen war. She's like a lieutenant, so she's kind of powerful. But she's never really experienced it, so she's extremely naive, which makes a lot of sense because a lot of female leads are excruciatingly naive, and then they seem to grow up as the series goes on. I think that tends to be like a hit. It's like, let's get some naive women, a lot of
Yes,
heartbreaking
and then
shit
yeah,
to
and
make
then
them
we'll
grow,
sprinkle
up.
in a bad guy that they're sexually attracted to, and a nerdy guy that they should get and will end up with, but isn't as, focused on as the bad guy.
Soren
Yeah.
Ken. Anyway,
You all set there? Sounded like you had a hairball.
yeah, kind of, yeah, had a little
Do you
tickle
need
for it.
Halls?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, no problem.
But anyway, so while they're in this one town, doing their, oh, we're here to help you relief, yada yada yada.
Blah, blah,
They,
blah.
there is a guy there, and he is eating a salad, and not just any salad, like. It's a salad of like stalks. So it's not even like leaves, it's like celery stalks. And he's
Whoa.
kind of slow. And this one woman's all like, you rebel dog, I really don't want you here, blah 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 blah. And like she's ranting on him and he's just sitting there and he's chewing. He's kind of reminds me of a cow. He's
Okay,
chewing.
just yawn, big jaw
And
movement.
all of a sudden he's just like, I love salad. Yummy. More or less. I mean, I'm paraphrasing because he's not that stupid. And his name is Randall Oakland, and he's a veteran soldier, but we don't know from where. And he has a lantern with him that has like 9-9-1-0-1, I think, on it. And the nine's important. But anyway, trouble befalls the town. Alice with her little dagger and her like little group of like subordinates go rushing in, and they realize that they're fighting against a tank. Now, I know to us in the real world, tanks don't seem all that bad, or at least,
No,
because
tanks are
we can,
bad. Tanks are
yeah,
bad.
you can fight tanks with other tanks and you're good.
Yeah, but you're
But
not
in
gonna
this time
fight tanks with a
era,
person.
yeah,
Tank versus
but
person, tank wins.
bad. Yeah, exactly. But tank versus tank, okay, you have a better chance.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Bradley.
Yes, unless it's a Bradley. And then
It's a
tank versus
Bradley.
tank equals shitty
Death.
tank lose. Fatality.
But anyway, so they realize that they're fighting against a tank. They're like, we can't face a tank because we don't have a tank.
Well, at
And
least
Alice
they realize that.
and Alice is like, yes, we can. Let's storm the castle. Now mind you, there's no castle. We're like, all hands go. And her like subordinates are like, WTF, man, we can't fight a tank. But then Alice meets Randall. And Randall's all like, I can take on a tank. And she's all like, normal people shouldn't take on tanks. He's like, that's right. Normal people should not take on tanks. And you find out that he is the kind of warrior who fought tanks. And he doesn't need a tank to fight
He
the
doesn't
tank.
need a tank to fulfill him.
So, exactly. So, you know how we were just saying a person versus tank equals death because the tank will win?
Yeah.
Not with Randall around. When Randall turns on his little lantern, it casts a blue light. And he more or less
A
does
blue
not feel
lantern?
any. Yes, a blue lantern, not a green one. A
Damn.
blue lantern. And while this lantern is on, he goes crazy and doesn't seem to register any kind of pain while this is on. So he becomes like this mindless soldier who can literally take out tanks. Like, you've watched Bleach, right?
Yeah.
You remember Chad?
Yeah. Chadikin!
Yeah. Well, make Chad a little bit more Western-esque and not Spanish.
Chad wasn't all that Spanish anyway. I don't know if you
There's totally
noticed.
like one episode where he's talking about his abuela. Last time I
Yes.
checked,
And that's the,
abuela in
I know.
Spanish,
And
my
that's the
grandma.
only thing. He's just like, abuela. But in the English
He's
dub, he's
tall
like,
and tan and has curly hair.
I
That's
know,
not
but he's not
Japanese.
that like Spanish. I mean, he just looks like a surfer dude.
His grandmother is Spanish.
I know his grandmother's Spanish. I know that Chad is Spanish. What I'm saying is they didn't make him look Spanish. They cover up his whole fucking face because they don't know how to draw Spanish people. And they make you only see one eye. They make him buff and deep. Because in the dub, he doesn't call her abuela. In the dub, in English, he calls her grandmother.
Because it's English.
Right, but if he was Spanish, then he would use Spanglish and he would call her abuelita.
He calls her abuela.
I know. But anyway, we're getting off subject.
So take the idea of Chad.
Yes.
Cut his hair so you can see both eyes.
Thank you.
Put him in, you know, a camo.
Mm-hmm.
And give him a lantern.
That's blue, not green.
No, that when it opens up and the light's on, it's blue.
Okay.
And you kind of more or less have Randall.
Okay.
And he faces the tank, and the tanks are like, man, we could totally take out this guy, like, with an acid round. So they prepare an acid round, and all of a sudden they go back to their, like, radar scope, and they can't see him. And he pretty much, like, attaches himself to the tank and starts putting his gun through, like, the holes where they can see out and starts shooting people, like, at point-blank range. So it's like, holy fuck, what's going on?
That dude ain't right. I'm just letting you know right now.
No. And he totally wins. And Alice is like, man, you're really awesome. You're part of my team. And he's all like, okie dokie. And that's more or less the deal. Apparently, well, one of the royalty in this time period, he died. And while he was, when he died, he had established, before he died, he had established this unit, an army unit. And they all started with the number 9. But then after he died, they all kind of scattered, which is why the first episode of the series is called The Invisible 9. Because you learn that these people who are part of this faction were quite powerful. Uh-huh. And they all tended to have lanterns that shone blue, and they did things more or less kind of like Randall does, but maybe different. And it looks really awesome. And I like Mercury Coon, who's a doggy. He was a corporal, but got demoted because he bumps people's heads. And not off, just, you know, gnaws on them a bit.
A dog?
Yes. At the base, there's a lieutenant who has a dog who pretty much runs messages to the different factions that are out. His name is Mercury Coon, or Mercoon. And he was a corporal.
Uh-huh.
And you've seen in the first episode that there's a new sheriff in town, more or less, and he's like new management, and no one likes him, and everyone's getting so like pissed off at this one guy, and you know Mercury's kind of laying on the floor, he's by the door, he's you know kind of growling, and all of a sudden you just hear jump, and you see Mercury biting the head of the new guy, you know, and the woman who's the keeper of him is like, Mercoon, don't do that, stop it, and he gets demoted to a courier dog as opposed to a corporal. Not that making dogs corporals would be very beneficial to any strategy.
And the dog probably really doesn't give a fuck about being devoted because he's a dog.
Well, I mean, he actually takes his job very, you know, seriously from the notes that I found about people who've seen more of this than me. And you know, he really cares about the unit that he's in, and he, you know, tends to zone in
he's
on their
feet. Dog.
I heart dogs.
I heart dogs too, but dogs are dogs. Dogs are not people.
Anyway, he looks like a golden retriever, and I like him a lot.
Oh, and, well, and, now I know why you like him a lot.
And in the ending song, no, he's running. Like, someone puts a letter in this little pouch, and he's running. And, like, all of a sudden, he sees this poodle, and you're like, oh, God, no. And he walks away from it, but then all of a sudden, he runs back, and you totally hear him, like, bow-wowing. So you kind of know, bow-chicka-bow-wow. And then he gets back, and by the end of the song, he makes it to the lady who's his owner, and she takes out the letter. And then all of a sudden, you see him run off, and then you hear him go, no, Mercoon, don't! You know, and then you hear him bow-wowing again. So, I mean, I love when they start incorporating mascots into the actual story, and they're not just, like, random things that have nothing to do with the story, really.
What, you have Comb in Bleach?
I like Comb. Yeah, but he's, like, a spirit in the body. Of the
skin. When he's in the body.
I know, when he's
but
not.
But he spends most of the time in the doll.
I know. But I mean, so yeah, so you have Kyon, and then you have, who else? In Trigun, you have Mr. Nick Osama.
Yep.
Black Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had Jonathan in Kaleidostar.
Yeah, but you know, have the little Boo thing in Ragnarok.
I never saw Ragnarok. What blue thing?
So Loki had this little spirit thingy that
Oh, the thing. Oh,
the
it
white
wasn't
one.
blue, it's pink.
Oh, then
He's
maybe
like
the
a
color was off of
ghosty.
my TV because it was white
The
on my
ghost. He's a
TV.
ghosty pinkish, like a fleshy pink
But you had
flesh.
that one and that.
Yeah, that's right. So see, they're starting to incorporate, mascots, which I think are really awesome.
And
And
it's just more stuff to sell at the anime con.
amen, sister. Ninja profession. But anyway, I mean, it looks very promising to me. I want to watch more of it. I mean, it kind of looks like it might be one of those cuckoo animes. But, like I said, it caught my interest, and I'm actually, very surprised by that. Apparently, at the end of season one, there is a quote that would make people believe that there's a season two. There, it might be on the chopping block, but it has not been stated if that's true or not yet.
Okay.
So, if you have a way of watching some things, because I think ADV is going to license it if it hasn't already. So,
But
we see this
what we're
in.
going to tell you is that if your way of doing that is using things like BitTorrent or other peer-to-peer programs while you're on your school network or of a network of a company that is turning over its IP information to the RIAA and MPAA, we're going to recommend that you stop doing that because, and I'm just taking this opportunity, Panda, you can yell at me later, to warn people that the fan subs, you know how we've had the argument back and forth that fan subs don't break copyright, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the MPAA is specifically going after people trafficking in fan subs. So, unless you want to be the recipient of an email, requiring you to either pay a $3,000 to $7,000 fee or appear in court, we're going to recommend that you get off the bootlegging software. Yeah. Because we like having you as listeners. Jail is not a good look, people.
No. And that's because the bars are vertical. Horizontal lines are actually no, I heard vertical lines are actually a lot better for
Vertical
the
lines
bar.
are trying to come back.
But not
Not
the
really
jail.
make not
Not
really
the
doing
jail
it.
tone.
No.
No.
Yeah. Jail orange doesn't look good on fucking anyone.
So with that in mind, since it seems very promising, I'm just gonna give it a straight 3 out of 5 right
Cool.
now. And I hope to see more from it. And I'm letting everybody know that, as of next week's show, I'm actually going to change my script a little bit and talk about a more serious anime, since more psychological thrillers and serious toned animations are now hitting mainstream a lot better and are being generally more perceived
Received, yeah.
received by, the masses.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be talking about Ghost Found.
Okay, cool.
If anyone who's heard of that or has not heard of it, for those who have, if you want to talk about it with
You
me
better
before,
recognize, or
please
whatever.
do. I loved how I got a lot of feedback after I talked about When They Cry, since a lot of people seem to be big fans of that series. You probably have seen little bits of Ghost Hound, and I'd love some feedback for everybody. So with that, I'm going to take the pumpkin scissors of 1,000 truths, change into a brand new beer that I'm sure Ninja is craving now,
Yeah, because I've just about killed this one.
and I'm gonna pop off the top so it doesn't have
Nice.
sound, because that
Oh, I
sounds
love
really
that sound.
awesome.
You know what that sound is? That's the sound of happiness right there, people.
And I'm gonna hand it over to Ninja Sister.
But kids, make sure that you are over 21 before you crack open your beers.
You can crack open beers for your parents, but don't you dare try to drink any.
That's right. Not even near beer. Kids should not even drink near beer. All right, so I've got a bunch of little stuff and then one little big
Big
piece.
thing.
Yeah, because it's
Awesome.
not a big thing because it's about a demo. So it's
Okay.
like a little, but it's the big, it's the ender piece.
Right.
Makes sense, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and I'm gonna try to not belch,
Yeah, that'd
because
be great.
that's the one thing that I hate when I do drink beers, that it makes me belch a lot. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about that's kind of a geeky thing is I've been seeing some ads, and if you've been watching the same geeky things that I've been watching, then you've seen the ads as well. They are doing a re-envisioning of The Wizard of Oz. And by they, I mean sci-fi.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, as a miniseries.
What?
Yeah, it's more tech sci-fi-ish.
What?
In the future.
Twat?
Twat, did I say? No, I said what. It's called Tin Man. Bunch of people in it. Richard Dreyfuss is in it. The reason why I'm probably going to record it...
Is Tin Man a ship that they're all on?
I don't know if Tin Man's a ship. I'm not sure, but it's called Tin Man. And I don't know if that's the ship or if that's the guy. All I know is Alan Cumming is in it. And I'll watch anything Alan Cumming is in. But ooh. I won't watch Alan Cumming in anything. Does that make sense? I know. I couldn't help it. I before we even started the show, I like put that in my notes and I was like, ugh, should I do this joke? Yes, no, maybe. And...
Explicit!
Well, I'm sorry. Alan Cumming has a lot of fun with his name too, so I figured I might as well. Because you know he did that the whole line of products. The hair care stuff and the cream stuff.
No.
Yeah. So he had like a fragrance for men that was called Cumming in the Air. And then the hair stuff was like coming in your hair.
Coming on your face.
Exactly, coming on your face. Exactly. So I'm like, if Alan can have that much fun with his name, I can have that much fun with his name.
Oh my God. I would love that. Panda in the air. Panda in your face.
Panda on your ass.
Hey,
it's hemorrhoid cream.
Panda's are soft, okay? And they probably...
Panda alright, let me not say that one. That would be completely wrong.
Panda in your...
Yeah, that's where I was going.
It's a Woomba.
Yeah, it's clean my business. My lady business.
And I like it.
And I like that. God, Tina Fey is funny. I don't know if Tina Fey actually listens to our show or not, but if somebody that knows Tina Fey listens to our show, tell Tina Fey that we think that she's fucking awesome.
She is fucking awesome.
She's fucking awesome. So, lady. God. Don't choke now. The thing is...
Suffer from cold, okay?
Oh, I had a cold, too. That's why I sound like I sound. It's really funny.
Oh, that's booze talking.
No, that's not the booze talking. It's only one beer. It's going to take, like, three more of these before I get to weird. But it was funny because every time I get sick, my accent comes back. So people at my job, the day job, were just like, oh, my God, you sound like you're from Boston.
From Boston. It's like, I am from Boston, I was like,
fuck you bag of dicks. You know, and they're like, see? I was like,
oh my God, after you do your segment, I have a tidbit rant that I want to go on because it's just
all right,
too funny.
Let me finish this up then.
Alrighty.
I've actually been watching a little anime because I've only had like a little bit of time to do it between, you know, the day job and the rock band thing. I mean, you know, getting a band
rub
together.
Rub that in, bag of
the
juice.
Rehearsals are just, you know, maddening.
Yeah, fuck you. Continue.
But I saw this anime that started running on demand called Venus versus Virus.
Okay.
And I thought of it when you were talking about the kind of like the crazy mode that Randall goes in on Pumpkin Scissors, because it's a very similar thing that happens to its lead character, who's called Sumire, but in the dub they pronounce it Sumiri.
Ugh.
Which drives me up
why
a fucking wall
so much.
Yeah, they're like Sumiri, and I'm like, no, it's Sumire, you dumbass. All right, so anyway, there are two lead characters, both are girls. Sumire goes to an all-girls school where the uniform is your typical school girl uniform, except they wear black leggings up to the knee and black arm warmers.
Nice.
That's the uniform.
Okay.
And that's kind of maroon and cream. So very sexy to start
Alrighty.
With. And then it goes another level because, like, second episode in, you find out that a bunch of Sumire's friends from school thinks that she has this hots for a chick named Nene, and that Nene has the hots for her.
Ooh, lesbian action.
Yeah, a little bit of visiting the planet Lesbos there. Which.
It's called Planet Fury. Get it
Sorry.
right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Greek original planet. Excuse me.
Of Lesbos?
By the way, there's nothing. Yeah. Seriously.
Okay. I know.
And the thing about in the ancient Greek history is that the funny thing is that the women of Lesbos were actually known for being loose whores for doing favors for men, but
So
not each
lesbians
other.
supposed to be for men?
Yes, originally from the
Oh,
Greek.
tell men folk, they'll
Yeah,
be
I
pissed.
shit you not. There was a thing on the History Channel about sex through the ages, and it was very entertaining, but I'm digressing. But Sumeray basically is fighting these things called the virus, and only people that have either antivirus viruses for the virus or virus sight can actually see them, and only people that have the sight or the antivirus can the virus see and attack.
Okay.
Okay, so the viruses pretty much look like zombies,
Okay.
and there are different types of zombies, or viri. There are flying viri that look like, vampires with the bats and the things like that. It's not clear to me yet, because I've only seen a couple of episodes, whether viruses were previously people or not. But Sumeray, for whatever reason, has this weird tattoo that shifts its shape when she comes in contact with a virus, and she goes into this berserker mode.
Where
And
she
she
eradicates them.
it totally obliterates them. Literally into dust, and then they blow away.
Okay.
Like in the second episode, she actually flies through a virus to puncture him, and then basically is the antivirus to him, so he pretty much just bursts from the inside out
Oh.
and ends up in a heap of dust and then blows away. Problem is that Sumeray can't really control her
When
berserker
she does
mode.
that.
Right.
Ooh.
She can't control when she goes into it, she can't control herself when she comes out of it. So her partner, which is another chick, and I forget her name right now, but she's got an eye patch on one eye, and it's because one eye is green, the other eye is yellow. We don't know exactly why yet.
Why yet?
Tries to bring Sumeray out of it all the time, and usually eventually will succeed, but not before Sumeray whoops her ass a bit.
Sumire in Berserker mode beats the crap partner who then manages to get her out of it.
Right, and then she comes to and is like, "Oh my God, did I do that to you? You're bruised. Here, let me fix it." And then into pimp mode, the other chick is like, "No, I'm fine," and like pushes her hand away or like pushes her away, but totally wants to like protect Sumeray. So then you kind of go, "Oh, is she gonna go after Nene or is she gonna go after this other chick? Because she's definitely going after a chick." And then Sumeray meets a dude, and you're like, "Dude, is she bisexual? Because that's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
You have to limit yourself to one pool or another.
Why?
Because it's not fair. Some of us have to be able to find somebody to date. If you're
You're married.
bisexual, you can date everyone."
Well, not everyone. You can't marry, like, or date animals. Or
You can, you
aliens.
just don't want to do it in public.
Leave bisexuals alone. I support
I
gay,
support the
lesbian,
bisexuals too. What
bisexual,
I'm
and trisexual.
saying is that they're being selfish.
That's not true.
It
Because,
is. You're
no, it's
dating for
not.
both pools. You're supposed to have one date on
No,
Friday night, not
because
two.
it's not like they go, oh man, I want to date with this chick, and like 2 hours later, I want to date with a guy. It just means at one point they're dating chicks, or one point they're dating
Dude,
dudes.
you're taking my joke way too seriously.
I have a lot of friends who are very emotional about the subject.
Well, and so do I.
So.
And you know that. It's just a
But these
joke.
friends listen, and I'd hate for them to listen and be like, dude, what's up with your sister downing
It's a
us like that?
joke. It's not downing. You take things way too serious.
I'm just trying to be protective.
You just try and not get your ass wet and be like, "Oh my
Yeah,
God."
that too. Or be nice. Thank you.
Anyway, share
Desire
the
for
wealth,
destination.
bitches. That's all I'm saying. So, I
So she does
think.
both Jay and Jane, and they make her feel the same?
I think so. I think that's where it's going. Because
Oh, I
when you
see.
watch the intro, then the song's okay. But when you watch the intro, like the last one is like them all wrapped up in each other all the time.
Oh.
And the last image is them kind of in like a Christ on the cross position with their arms entangled over each other. So like intertwining with each other in a crucified, you know, like
Like, let's
our
all
love,
play Jesus.
well, more like our love will never be understood type thing. At least that's what I got
Oh,
from it.
okay.
'Cause it's very sensual.
Wow,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not recommending Venus versus Virus as a buy just because it's so damn difficult to say the title right. But it is interesting. So if you have it available on your on-demand, or if you have it available to you either streaming wise on the web, you might want to check out a couple of episodes.
Before jumping to grab your credit card.
Or jump in to grab your credit card. I don't know how much of it is available on DVD. I know the first volume is out for sure, but I don't know how many volumes past that. So that's what I had going there. The last thing that I'm going to talk about is coming up after this thing, which is ESH is going to CES, people.
Yes, I know that. Hey, are we hitting up AB this year too?
Yeah, we're hitting up AB.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we
Awesome.
may be going to Otakon in February.
Ooh.
So we're working on it. But the crew, part of the crew, is going to be in Las Vegas covering all the news that's worth covering from the Consumer Electronics Show. So let us know what things you're interested in hearing about now. Do you want to know the real deal about HD, DVD, and Blu-ray? Let us know, and we'll go and we'll definitely make sure to hit up all those people, get them good and liquored up so they'll tell us the truth and not the stuff that's on the press release. Or if you really want to know if anything neat is coming out from Microsoft or what's worth playing and what's not, we can do that too. Same thing with the Sony people. I'm really going to try and get the Sony people to give me the time of day this week. What do you think's going to happen? Hit us up and let us know. So that's what's going on there. I haven't looked at the dates for AB yet, but we definitely are going to be at AB and CES, and we're going to try to go to Otakon. So, the last thing I have is actually a game review, and I'll try to make it quick. I played a demo of Bladestorm, which is a game by Koei, the makers of Koei, makers of fine games like Dynasty Warriors and Dynasty Warriors 2 and Dynasty Warriors 3, Policeman on the Loose, and Dynasty Warriors 4. Is that my hat? And Dynasty Warriors 4 CSI New York. Wait, I don't think that one's actually a Dynasty Warriors game. But it might be. Bladestorm, according to the press release, was to be a completely new intellectual property from Koei. So I thought, hey, all right, something new, freshen up in blood.
Is it new?
Well, you know how that saying, ain't nothing new under the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Oh.
true. So here's
Okay.
the deal. I went and I got the demo off of Xbox Live because I'm pretty much living on my Xbox right now when I do have time to play anything because my copy of
Yeah.
my Super Mario
Yeah.
Galaxy hasn't come in yet. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and it still hasn't come in. But I decided to take a break from
Yeah. No,
that
you need to
game.
take a
I decided to leave it alone for a little
Yeah,
bit.
good. That's great. Yeah. Continue.
And what I did was I got this Bladestorm demo. I got a PR release in from Koei. I thought, okay, cool, let me check it out. It's made by their in-house developer, Omega Force, which I'm like, okay, so they're
Oh,
gonna
they're
use.
a force.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, so they're probably gonna use the engines from the Dynasty Warriors games and all that stuff. Okay, no big deal. So I start up the demo, and the first thing is, it looks great. I'm not gonna lie. It's a good looking game, and you see like a castle off in the distance, and basically the Bladestorm is based off of the Hundred Years' War.
Okay.
And you are a mercenary. Instead of the usual Romance of the Three Kingdoms, we're gonna bring down Nobunaga or not.
Nobunaga Oda.
Yes. Or not. Not. You basically get to create a character. In the demo, the character creation is kind of limited. It's pretty much dude, chick, waif, not waif, not waif, maybe Spaniard. And then you get to pick what voice type your character has, because as you start doing things, your character is going to issue commands and use their voice style to issue commands. And the voices to pick from were, I think lame is a word that is too good for them.
Lame?
Yeah, lame is a word that's too good to describe.
It's an L-A-M-E.
Yeah, lame. Lame, the voice. The voice.
Lame.
We're lame.
What's lame voice like?
It was one that was trying to do an accent, but halfway in the middle of the accent, they weren't sure which accent they were doing. So it starts off, and it sounds like it might be Irish, and then it ends up, and you're like, I think that was supposed to be Spanish?
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah. Lame. And then there's one that she literally is, you know, trying to be Victorian, and just doesn't pull it off. It's like, we will go and fight!
That's lame too.
And you're just that like, what the fuck?
What's the next one?
And then the last one was like, I can't remember what the wording was, but it was a very, okay, I'm on my way. And you're just like, oh, for the love of Pete.
God. Oh my god, gag the bitch right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. So I ended up picking the Irish Scottish chick. Who's just like, all right, we will head off to the battlefield.
And no, like, that's lame. Why couldn't it be something inspiring, like, from Braveheart?
You mean Braveheart?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant, you bitch. I was going to cover it up and pretend like I didn't make that fatal mistake.
Yeah, well, you didn't let me cover up mine, so I'm not letting you cover up yours.
Yes.
So I get past that, and I'm like, all right, let's go to the screen where I can fight, because that's what I'm used to doing with the Dynasty Warriors titles, and I expected that. Pick a side, and then we're going to fight. No, I end up in this bar with a barkeep.
Are there any girls there?
Because if they are, you want to do them?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay.
There's just this French trying to sound barkeep.
French.
Yeah, he's trying very hard to be a French.
To be a French, come on!
But every once in a while he'll say something and he just doesn't know how to do a French accent on it, so you can tell that he's American because he just says it the American way, which is really distracting, but, you know, whatever. So I'm looking at this barkeep and he's standing right at me and the camera's directly at him, so you're in first person view. And he's talking about, what are you doing here? I have nothing for you. Are you going to stand there all day? And he's like, and you wait, and some text pops up. So you hit a button, and it's like, you're a mercenary? Ooh. Well, what is your name? And that's when you do the character creation thing. He's like, well, you have a look of honor and something about you. So here's a job. Go for it.
Go, foodie.
Yeah, he's like, whenever else you need a job, come back to me. Because the French and the English are constantly looking for help. And you're like, okay. So they go to a bartender to solicit help in their war. Okay.
I like the bartender. Yeah. Jobs. I fight for England.
Come or France. I like the bartender. Yeah, you're hooking up me. I need some money. And I want to set people free. Anyway. So I take the job. Because I need money for something.
Hoes.
Probably, except I choose to be a girl.
So man-hoes.
Man-hoes, yeah, I need man-hoes. Or I might need girl-hoes. I don't know, whatever I'm feeling like.
Whoa, okay.
It happens. So I get out on the field, and it's like, all right, let's explain to you how to fight. And it throws up the screen, and you look, and every single button on the controller has a designation.
Okay.
And you know I hate those games. I'm like, fuck, I need 10 more fingers to play this game right. And it flashes for 5 seconds, so I don't remember what any of the buttons do. But that's okay, because Bladestorm's going to walk me through it. It's like, all right, you can take over any grouping of people on the field on your side. I'm like, I can? So what you do is you walk up to, let's say, your cavalry. And then you hit the green button, and it's like, I'll take charge now. And it's you taking over the group. And so if you're walking up to the cavalry and doing that, all of a sudden, you magically mount a horse out of nowhere.
Oh, God, like my character does in D&D, and she throws her bag of holding down, and it says, Bulbasaur, I choose you. She turns into a pony.
Yeah. Well, you don't turn into a pony. A pony just magically
sprouts.
Oh, my
bag turns into a pony.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
My group was sad that I didn't name it Ponyta. A Rabidash.
Sorry. I feel bad for you and your group. Stop it. No one ever was. Sorry. I'm alright. Yeah, so anyway, magically a horse sprouts from betwixt your legs.
Whoa!
And then it... yeah, I'm special. And then it proceeds to walk you through... Stop. Proceeds to explain how you can run into battle. Now, it's not like the games where you could just walk in and button mash and kill shit. No, you have to issue commands. And that's when I realized, fuck me, it's just Kessen.
It's just Kessen.
You ever play Kessen? Wow. Or Kessen 2 or Kessen 3?
I've seen demos of Kessen.
Okay, it's just Kessen. It's Kessen, but with the Hundred Years' War instead of... You know, your boy, Nobunaga.
Oh, jeez.
Now, it looks great. It's designed to look great on the next-gen systems, and it does.
But?
It looks great.
But?
It doesn't really play great.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Okay, it's not my cup of tea.
It's elementary, my dear Watson.
Okay, I tried to take over this fort. I got knocked out a couple of times. It was like, oh, if this had been any other battle, you would have wound up back at the bar instead of in the middle of the field in the dark. Try again. Yeah, and so you're in this battle, and it took me a while to realize I was fighting the wrong guys because I was the red team, and we were against the blue team. I thought we were the blue team, and I was against the red team.
So you were killing your own people?
I was trying to slap at them, and I'm like, why won't these bitches die? And then I realized, I think I'm supposed to hit the blue dots. I hit the blue dots! So I grabbed a hold of the archers, and I'm like...
More dots, okay, stop dots.
I need more dots!
Okay, stop dots.
What the fuck?
No, you can't... You got me full of rage and hate, but anyway...
I can't do it. I'm happy. Beer makes me happy.
Oh, well, good for you, happy.
So does French fries. Beer with French fries makes me ecstatic.
This panda bitch is hungry.
Panda bitch is hungry.
This is a very hungry panda bitch.
So anyway, I finally figure out how to take over different groups and figure out which guys I'm attacking and things like that. And the entire time that I'm running my cavalry through groups of people and trying to take out their officers so I can take over the fort before nightfall so that I can get my money to start the campaign over again the next day.
Get money. I get it.
I realize, you know, I'm just not really having any fun.
Aww.
I think for people that like games like Lost Worlds and games like Oblivion, this is going to be kind of up your alley, but not as engrossing as Oblivion. You know, there's not as much of an element of needing to find a whole lot of items. I mean, there's definitely item fighting in the game. You get armor, you can equip different groups. As you get more renowned, so you get more famous for fighting battles, more and more groups of different types of infantry, heavy infantry, mercenaries and things like that will try to find you to become part of your group, to become part of your lore, as it were, which is awesome, but it's just not really up my alley. Like, about 10 minutes into the demo, I was like, damn, I could be drumming right now.
Rub it in.
And
Why?
then I looked at my foot and I'm like, no, I can't actually be drumming right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
But
really all I have for Blade Storm. So I'm gonna give it a 2.5 out of 5 just because if it was more my cup of tea, I'd probably give it a solid 3. It's not something you want to rush out and run out and buy. It's definitely worth a rental.
okay.
Definitely, definitely worth a rental. And if you don't have a copy at your local Blockbuster, what you probably ought to do is click on that Gamefly link we have on our website. Set yourself up with a Gamefly account. That's how I do mine for the shit that people won't send me. I just order that shit through Gamefly.
Game fly, they
Three
fly,
games
game.
a month, baby.
They fly your
Since the
game.
beginning of Gamefly.
This is the beginning of
Not
time.
time, because I'm not that old. But that's really all I have on Bladestorm right now.
I
As you
trust
notice, I
that.
put a post back up on the website. The sisters are officially back from holiday vacation. So our normal posting duties, Panda, will resume. Panda.
Okay.
Because
And so
it's kind of
everyone
been lack.
knows.
Like, I went in and I looked up and tried to see the last time you posted. Do you know the last time you posted?
Last year.
No, you did post something in 2007.
Okay. Anyway, I know in the About Us segment, only your bit is up, and I will be putting mine up
Oh, that would be
because.
good. Because people
Because
do want to
I've
know.
had to reword it a couple of times because I didn't want it to sound like yours and I wanted to be the cool kid. So I had to go all out with my literary skills and to some people, my lack thereof literary skills.
Hooked on grammar correction in Word worked for me.
Shut up.
I don't really have any other news right now. We should be
Then I want to go
having.
on my tire. I want to go on my
Yeah,
rant.
do your tirade because I've got a cough.
Okay, so since you were talking about the Bostonian accent, it made this little red flag pop in my head because I'm a reality lady. I like watching reality shows. Don't ask me why.
Because you're bored. Go ahead.
I like drama. I don't like the cause, but
Drama!
I like drama. But anyway, I was roaming through the TV and A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila was not on, so I found the next best thing, Kid Nation. And I was watching Kid Nation while I was sipping my Earl Grey tea. And one of
Earl
the
Grey
girls,
tea, hot.
yes, yeah, hot, not cold.
You
And
are
the funny
so
thing
not a
is, one
Trekkie.
of the
Go ahead.
girls that is on the show is from the Boston area, which is, yes, where we are originally from.
Where we originated ish.
Ish, and she won the Golden Star, which allows you to win money. Like she won $20,000, and she got to call home because she won like the challenge, which was really nice. So she calls her mom up, and she's like crying, and her mom is like sitting on a couch, so she knew that she was gonna get a phone call, and the girl calls, and she's all like, "Ma, ma," and the mom's like, "What's the matter?" So I'm like, "Oh." I could hear the Bostonian. Like, didn't even have to tell me they were from Boston when I heard
Didn't
that.
even have to tell you they were from Boston.
Nope, didn't have to tell me. I knew. So I'm like, oh. And it's like, what are you crying for? Kind of remind me of our mom. But anyway, so the girl's like, Mom, I won the Golden Star. Do you know what that means? I won $20,000. What? I won $20,000, Ma. Really? Really? I won $20,000, Mom. And she's crying. And of all the things, like if I was a mom in this situation, I would be like, that is awesome, or I'm so proud of you. What does his mother say? We're gonna have to go shopping. I'm like, oh my God.
My God, that's so awful. Like
I was like,
me, I'm sitting there going, if that was my kid, I'd be going, oh my God, that's so awesome. That's your first year tuition paid.
but no, this one's like, we'll have to
We
go
have to go
shopping.
shopping? Are you fucking kidding me, lady? Are you out of your mind?
It's like, yeah. So I'm sitting there, so it's this tender moment because this girl's crying. Like, I'm totally not thinking, like, this 11-year-old kid winning $20,000 is thinking, oh my God, we're going to go shopping. Like, she looked like the kind of girl who, like, was actually really mature and probably was going, like, I can help mom pay some bills. We can put some of it away for me for college. No, this
I'm not
one's
gonna
like,
have
we're
to
gonna have to
work
go
the polls
shopping.
and I have to go shopping. Oh my fucking God, that is retarded.
Isn't it? It's retarded.
It's retarded.
Retarded.
It's
But anyway,
weetarded.
congratulations to that family for winning that money. I just, wish
No, that
I wish
family
that
didn't win the money. That kid
that
won the
kid,
money.
that little girl won that money. So you win that money,
She
baby,
probably had
and
to do
you
something disgusting to win it too.
like eat bulls balls. No,
Probably.
it's Kid Nation. They
It's
have to
not
learn how to
fair
survive in
factor.
the fucking desert with no
Right,
bulls.
so she had to do something. She probably had to eat something she didn't really want to eat.
It's not Fear Factor, man. It's Kid Nation.
Yeah, the only Kid Nation thing that I ever saw was the commercial where they were trying to decide whether or not they should kill the chicken to eat.
It's like, should we kill the chicken? Well, how else are we gonna eat it? We
Right,
can't
and
eat
like
it
half the kids are
alive.
like, "We're not killing a chicken, it's alive." And the other kids are like, "Fuck you, it's a
It's like,
chicken.
no, if we accidentally drop this rock,
Oh, you can't
then it
drop a
wouldn't be
rock on a
living anymore.
chicken. You gotta wring that motherfucker's neck. But still, that's food. And when you don't have like a Mickey D's that you can run to or, a Popeyes, you kinda gotta go, I could eat bugs or I could eat chicken. I'm gonna go with the chicken. Fuck you, chicken. And wring
Fuck
the chicken's
you,
neck.
chicken.
Yep, and I'll feel sad later, but I'll be feel sad on a full stomach filled with chicken.
But anyway, so that was my little rant because as soon as you talked about the Bostonian accent, I always pictured the
I get
mom
shit
going,
about the accent all
"That's
the time.
Amanda!"
I
Like,
know.
it's just.
I get shit all the time. All the
See, I
time.
don't, but
Well, because
that's
you're
'cause
still
I'm
up
awesome.
there. When you're down in an area where you're not there, and then people are like, "Oh, where are you from?" And you're like, "Oh, well, I'm from Massachusetts." And they're like, "Oh, where?" Like,
You're from Massa?
and I say, "Well, I'm from Massachusetts." And they go, "Oh, are you from Boston?" And I go, "Oh, well, actually, I grew up around the area." And they're like, "Funny, you don't sound it." And I'm like, "Oh, because I park my car. I don't
In
pack my
Parker?
car." I was like, "I can
See,
pack my car."
in certain words, I don't say it, but then in other words like Maca, I
You
say
do it with, yeah, and you also do it with Revere.
it.
There you
Revia?
go.
I was in Revia with my Macas.
It was Ricky Matata because
It
I didn't need my
was
Macca's in Revere. I was fucking going to the
Richard
beach, you
to the
douche.
beach, you douche.
And
Anyway,
that's been
that's
Boston
the
Dialect with Pandalicious and Nanda Sisto. Join us
end.
next week when we talk about why you want to park your car in the Harvard Yard and how much it's going to cost you.
Cost you. Oh.
Actually, if you're a Cambridge resident, it's not going to cost you anything.
Yes.
Fucking Cambridge. All right, anyway.
I
Before
dig
I say
that.
that we're out of here, I gotta do
Yes.
some more business.
Hey.
And part of that is to throw to our sponsor, Velocity Micro. I
Make your
cannot say.
bomb ass custom home, mobile, or
Oh, you just do the whole spot then.
well, no.
You started it, you gotta finish it.
But I'm just, if you're looking for a bomb ass home or mobile PC, check out Velocity Micro. You can find them at your local Circuit City, and you can tell them that us, the chicks at ESH, sent you.
And what's the website, just in case they want to go that route?
VelocityMicro.com.
Dot com. Very nice, very nice. You also need to hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the longer one. So if you're a little tipsy, had a couple, and you can't remember electric, I've only had one. If you can't remember what the long address is, just use the short one. It'll bounce you to us. You can also just search Google for us. We kind of pop up in the Google search. Yay, Google. And listen to our podcast. Comment on our posts. Let us know if you agree or disagree, or if you want us to talk about something specifically or are interested in our opinion on something that we haven't put on the website yet. Just click the Hit Us Up link on the website. It's in the navigation. Fill out the form. It sends an email to all of us, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or who knows, we might even write something about whatever you wrote to us about, Tim Beadle. So with that said and done, I'm going to say don't forget about the rock band piece. Hit us up with the name of your band from Rock Band.
It just has to up with the name of your band. Because your band might be cool, but since I'm not in it, I don't want to hear about it.
Fuck you. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Don't hate. Don't hate on our friends. They listen to us all the time, and they don't have to.
Good point.
Don't be a fucking hater. Okay. Hate the game, not the player.
I do. No, I hate the fact that I don't own the game or the system.
All right, so you're envious, but don't hate on our friends, because they ain't do anything to you.
Fine.
They adore you. Don't fucking be that way. It's petty and it's below you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Send us the name of your rock band and we will decide on what the coolest band name is, or the one that nearly makes us pee ourselves laughing when we try to say it. Cock tits does not count. Seriously, it's choking me up here, people. Cock tits does not count.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form. Or in any language. But other than that,
it would be funny if you got it in German. Like, that sounds really cool. What does it mean? Cocksits.
The literal translation is balls and mammary glands. And if we think it's the best name, we will craft a t-shirt in our Cafe Press store featuring your band's name and send you a free copy of the shirt so you can win a shirt, and I'll maybe even throw in some candy. Ricky, you got 2 more weeks to claim your Legendary Edition copy of Halo 3, or I'm going to give it to somebody else. With that said, business is all done. I think we'll have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah. I think so, too.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I am going to take a pair of scissors, and I'm going to cut a pumpkin out of my toast.
Okay.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm just going to eat it. Because I like toast.
Your toast ever.
I do interesting stuff to my toast. I put peanut butter on it. Sometimes I put honey on it.
No, I love when you're like, I'm going to put cinnamon on it and butter. And eat it, and then the next time I'm gonna put butter and then cinnamon on it, and then I'm gonna eat it, and then I'm gonna put it on top of my salad and eat it, and then I'm gonna put salad on top of my toast and have a salad sandwich, and then I'm
fuck, a salad sandwich sounds really good.
An open face Caesar
but
salad.
I'm just gonna eat, dude. I like toast.
Okay.
I like to eat toast. I don't just like to look at toast.
I want to look at toast. A toast porn magazine with toast, like, on, like, plates.
Dude, it'd be toast in the Wonder Bread package, and then, like, you'd see, like, the cover. It'd be, like, sneaking a corner out of the package.
Oh, my God.
And then you'd open up the magazine, and it'd be a trifold. You'd see the bottom half of the piece of bread, and then the middle and the top.
Like, oh, my God.
You'd be like, oh, my God, you can see all of the pores in that yeast. Go, yeast. Yeah, make it rise. What the fuck am I talking about? All right. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Vandalicious.
And we're out.
Later, Gator.
Peace.